This is the NewsRamp Events Podcast. It's Friday morning, February 20th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
BioStem Technologies to present at the 46th Annual TD Cowen Healthcare Conference. BioStem Technologies, Inc. will be presenting at the 46th Annual TD Cowen Healthcare Conference in Boston, MA on March 2, 2026 at 3:50 p.m. ET. The presentation will be available for live and archive viewing on the company's website. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing regenerative therapies using perinatal tissue and proprietary processing methods. For more information, visit biostemtechnologies.com.
Justin Jean Son headlining the Boat Show on the Bay in Mobile, AL, March 27th to 29th, 2026. The event will feature live music by Justin Jean Son and special guest Ryan Dyer, along with over 100 vendors, boat dealers, tournaments, and more. The show promises a unique experience with a blend of country, soul, and rock music. Tickets are available now for this family-friendly event on the Gulf Coast.
The Chapel of the Holy Chalice hosts the official presentation and blessing of the pilgrimage credentials of the Way of the Holy Grail for the first diocesan youth pilgrimage. The Chapel of the Holy Chalice in Valencia hosted the official Holy Chalice in Valencia presentation and blessing of the pilgrimage credentials of the Way of the Holy Grail for the first diocesan youth pilgrimage. The event, attended by local officials and prominent personalities, marks the beginning of a new diocesan pilgrimage aimed at bringing young people closer to the Holy Chalice as a symbol of faith and history. Registration for the April 2026 event is now open.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.